Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the country, skies are clear with warm temperatures. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying bright and sunny conditions. Meanwhile, Haifa is seeing a pleasant breeze, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, smoke seen rising from the Aqaba area after Iran launched a missile towards Jordan. According to the IDF, no Iron Dome interceptors were launched, and no debris from the Jordanian interception fell within Israeli territory, reports the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, the European Union has issued an unusual warning to ships. They advise avoiding sailing in the Red Sea due to threats from the Houthis, reports Walla from earlier today. Also this hour, an Iranian advanced missile hits a U.S. base in Jordan. Military analysts estimate that Iran used the Khyber Shikan missile with satellite guidance, according to Israel Hayom's earlier reporting. Separately, Israeli high-tech faces mounting brain drain amid AI disruption and war strain, I-24 News reported earlier today. And finally, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani concedes he can't arrest Netanyahu, but urges the U.S. to enforce an international criminal court warrant, the Forward reported from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Marine traffic reports just minutes ago that maritime traffic remains under pressure. They note that commercial shipping continues through critical Middle East choke points with growing operational caution. Lizzie Savetsky, a commentator, posted moments ago that Mamdani's voter base celebrates another failed campaign promise as rents and bus fares rise. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, noted minutes ago a warning sticker on the Iranian missile launched at Jordan. The sticker cautioned against undermining Iran's security. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the missile incident near Jordan. The Jerusalem Post reports that the launch, which targeted Jordan, did not lead to any Iron Dome intercepts. This reflects a cautious approach in the region as tensions remain high. Such incidents highlight the fragile security environment and the need for constant vigilance. Turning to the EU's warning to ships, Walla reports that the Houthis pose a significant threat in the Red Sea. The warning comes amid escalating maritime tensions, affecting commercial routes vital for global trade. This could have wider implications for international shipping and regional stability. Meanwhile, the strike on a U.S. base by an Iranian missile marks a significant military escalation. According to Israel Hayom, the missile's advanced guidance and maneuvering capabilities pose a challenge to existing defense systems. This development underscores the ongoing strategic competition in the region, with potential impacts on U.S. military operations. On the tech front, I-24 News highlights concerns over brain drain in Israel's high-tech sector. The dual pressures of AI advancements and ongoing conflicts are driving talent abroad. This trend could weaken Israel's competitive edge in the global tech industry. Lastly, Zohran Mamdani's statement on Netanyahu, reported by Forward, adds a diplomatic dimension to the ongoing legal debates. By urging U.S. action, Mamdani is pushing for international accountability. This could influence diplomatic relations and legal proceedings involving international leaders. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that a new initiative in Sderot could save residents 141,000 shekels annually. This neighborhood targets high-tech professionals with specific experience and salary criteria, offering significant subsidies. Separately, Globes reports that Glow has raised 18 million at a $1.2 billion valuation. The endpoint security company, with a significant presence in Israel, continues to grow its workforce. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Glow, backed by Sequoia and CyberStarts, aims to combat AI threats. The company emerges with a significant valuation, focusing on building AI-powered endpoint security solutions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.